Yeah! What's up, everybody? We're streaming live from Depot Park, beautiful downtown Kalispell, Montana, coming at you live on a beautiful Saturday morning here. I can't hear you. What's up, everybody? This is the Jam Hole, episode number 195. That's right, there have been 194 previous episodes up until this event right here outside. If you guys hear sound, it's cars and sound check from the bands.
And tons like of that. People.
And guitars.
And tons yeah. of
people. And everybody moving shit. It's
awesome.
Cool, though. We're here. We're live. We're streaming.
We're good.
We were actually supposed to get here at 7 o'clock.
Which so we did. Could, well, we did get
so
here.
So we could set up. And we were here at 7 o'clock. Our tables were not here. And that's her fault.
Right. They didn't get here until about 8.
Until 8. And then the first band comes on at 9.
And then
which
it took
is,
us about
wait,
an...
What's the time right now?
Hold on.
9:05.
Oh,
yeah, it's 9:05.
This is fantastic. So yeah, my name's Matt. This
my
is
name's
Brayden.
And
this
I'm
is Danny.
Danny.
This
yeah.
is the fucking show. This is going to be
this
a mess.
Is it.
It's going to sound awful.
I can't hear anything.
I can barely hear you guys.
You know, if there was ever any time for headphones to be used
this
for
would
a podcast,
be it right yeah.
now. This would be it right now.
This is
now.
A good time. Too bad mine are fucking broken now.
Oh, yeah. I was like trying to hear some sound.
Right.
And I went to put them on my head, and they totally just snapped in half.
That's because you like tried to, I don't even know what the fuck you did.
You don't know what the fuck I did.
I watched
just,
you.
I,
you
like,
totally just like.
I took them out.
Grabbed
and
snapped.
I set them on my head, and they just exploded.
That's because you gotta like unfold them. You can't just fucking rip them apart.
I
you
unfolded trying to them
you
apart.
Did not.
Get
I watched.
I totally
you. You owe me some headphones.
That's bullshit. Take it out of the fucking trip money.
He doesn't
store.
Even have his own headphones and you're
Mom.
Trying to get him to buy you headphones? Right. That's not going to work.
Yeah, his headphones got broken
I'm the
too.
Only one left
hey,
with good
didn't
skull
Paulo,
candies.
Paulo bought you those headphones for a reason.
Yeah, because he knew you were going to break them.
Because he knew I was going to Hulk smash the
Hulk
shit
smash.
Out of your fucking headphones.
Except my headphones were $100, so.
So, yeah. Hey, does anybody have a flyer? I need some band names here. Anybody
yeah,
have a flyer?
Wonderful.
Anybody? Anybody? Bueller?
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 Bueller? Thank you, dear. Your lipstick is beautiful. Okay. So a friend of Ryan's came up to him, and he's like, Hey, Ryan, where is Ryan? No, the
Not
other
the
one.
The other one.
The cute one. All right. Well, anyway, so a friend of Ryan's came up to him, and he's like, hey, don't you think perhaps that... You're in a park. Kalispell's kind of a more conservative place. Do you think perhaps that the names of some of the bands would be just a little bit offsetting?
A
to
little bit.
Any people that might be walking by and they're like, oh, what's going on here? What's this?
It is kind of a metal show, though.
Well, so at 9 o'clock, which was 7 minutes ago, we should have Virus Invaders 3, and then from 10
not
to 10,
not two
40,
or one.
What?
Not two or one.
No. What is that? What are you bringing
oh,
us?
Oh, those are more flyers.
Oh, flyers.
What
right.
are those?
I'm being given. What is this?
We yell and we get stuff. Cool. Flyer.
I don't want this unless our name's on it, so you can just wipe your ass with these. Oh, fuck. So, yeah? Oh. So then 11:45, we will have Sephiroth, 12 to 12:45, the Paris Hilton sex tape. Now, if I saw a flyer for something and it said the Paris Hilton sex tape, I would be there.
I'd bring a bottle of lube.
I would totally bring some lube. I would bring some condoms. And I'd be like, let's watch this thing. Yeah. There's Ryan. Come here. Come here real quick. This is the man that's putting on this.
Over here.
This, I don't even know what to call it. This vast...
This shindig.
Come here and say hi.
Shindigla.
Come here and say hi. Pick a,
in the
pick
mic.
A mic. We got
hey,
three of them here.
What's happening?
Into that one.
In,
that one.
Into one.
So,
into this one. Oh, you moved it. You're not supposed to do that on the jam hole. What the hell's
well,
wrong
can,
with you?
I can
so
do that.
You were telling
it doesn't
me,
count today.
You were okay. telling me about a friend of yours that was like, hey, some of these band names might be a little offsetting to some people.
Yeah.
Now, when you hear the Paris Hilton sex tape, what do you expect? What kind of show do you expect? Donkeys, perhaps?
Video.
I expect
video?
Paris Hilton.
Just video in general.
Some yeah. sort of video.
Yeah.
Something with
something
three
with
X's
sex.
In it.
Not really, but yeah.
That's awesome.
What
and
about...
Then, At 1 to 145, we have vagina spiders.
I like right. that one.
Now, yeah. personally, yeah, I don't want to go anywhere near any place that has vagina spiders crawling yeah. around in it.
That is if an STD I don't want to catch.
No, right. if my girlfriend had vagina spiders, I would hose her down with bleach.
I think that name is all about duality. I mean, it's a good word and then a bad word. You know, like vagina, ooh, spider's bad. Right?
Ooh, spider's bad.
But yeah. if they're in the...
Yeah, if the spiders are in the vagina, completely ruins the vagina for me.
But it's yeah. still a good word. I mean, like, everybody likes vagina, right?
Well, yeah.
Nah. Right, but I'm deathly afraid hey, of spiders. So that's... Yeah. I'm very conflicted yeah. about that.
Okay, I got work to do.
Okay, get the fuck out of here. I'm so, 2 to 245, we have 26Z. Where's 26Z?
He's standing right in front of us.
Right in front of us. Come here. Come here.
Come say hello.
There's three of them. Come here.
Coming,
come here.
Into one of the mics.
26Z doesn't run.
I like this guy because I didn't know he was part of your show.
So yeah, this is Braden.
I'm touching him as
well. What's your name?
My name is Naive Quiet. I'm the front man.
Naive Quiet. And your lovely lady here, the assistant that gets sawed in half.
I'm Siren.
Siren and the dog. There's the dog.
There's a dog right
That's
here.
That's
Apple
Face.
Apple Face.
You look like you got some good color back. Good. All so right, you guys cool. are going on from 2 to 2:45. From 3 to 3:45, we have dripping orifice.
Nice.
Now, if I'm Very in a nice. Public place, again, and there is something there I'm expecting to see that's
well,
called a dripping orifice.
I was actually at their band practice the other day, and, like, the name is nothing compared to the music that they play.
Is hey, we're trying to do a show here!
Shut up!
So, yeah, it just, that... Like, I don't know, as soon as I hear that
dripping
word,
orifice.
Like, I just
dripping
get
what
excited,
is
and
what is
I'm
wrong?
Like, oh, man. And then
you get all wet and cream your panties.
Orifice. It's because you could have called it dripping mouth hole, but see, orifice.
It leaves it open to the imagination.
It does. Which orifice, it's...
It leaves it up to your preference of orifices.
Right. It's an interactive band name.
Yeah,
see, when you hear it, you fill in the blank.
Right.
It's amazing. And then 4 to 4:45 p.m., we have War Cry. And that just reminds me of a bunch of pissed off, drunken Indians.
They are.
Are they?
They are Indians.
Really? Oh, I'm yeah. seriously not even being racist.
No, they are. They're from Polson.
Awesome. I hope they bring us, like, a slot machine or something.
Oh, my
from
God.
From 5 to 5.
What?
Come
Did
on.
You bring...
I can say that here.
You didn't bring the bell?
I have permission. Oh,
he's
shit.
Got the bell.
You better get the bell out. This is ridiculous.
I can't believe it.
Booyah.
Booyah.
Yay! Dang. Okay. See, so when you hear the bells, oh, there's a bug on my pop filter. These are things I don't have to deal with when we're doing the show from the confines of our home. We have bugs crawling everywhere, vagina spiders everywhere.
I know.
Dripping orifice.
There's a dripping orifice
Indians
around
running
here.
Running around scalping people. This is going to be beautiful. And all for
racist.
Alzheimer's. We're actually doing yeah. this for Alzheimer's.
If you can
I know
believe that.
What kind of people get Alzheimer's?
And come to these
Old
shows.
Old dying people. Hey, Ryan, how about you raise money for something that's going to be around longer than the next, like, 2 years?
Right, that's
That'd
a good idea.
Wonderful.
Come on.
Oh, look at his face.
Have we cured Alzheimer's?
It's cured every day.
Right, when they die.
Right. No, I know. I'm just kidding. Do you hear the bell? That's right. We care.
Environment of care.
We care that we're in their wills
Actually,
when
I'll
they
just...
do die and they leave us all their money. Holla
right.
at your boss.
Holla.
That's exactly what we care about. So from 5 to 5:45, we have drain damage, which is brain damage.
Yeah.
And then from 6 to 6:45 is Emmy Mine, 7 to 7:45, Greg Gal, Girl Scott, 8 o'clock, Close Bell, Salva Manure. And now I give you Virus and Vader Spray.
Fuck. That's rude. I just love it. People driving by are going to hear that. I know. I'm still leaning forward, though.
That was a good show. What? And there's even people listening. What? Maybe I do, maybe I don't.
Here, isn't it?
Hold yeah, on, right it was, where's the other paper? Is this the order?
Yep.
So this is Virus Invaders 3?
Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, if the stream might drop off. The stream might drop off every now and then because we're using an Altel wireless card, so just ignore that. I'll try to, it reconnects itself, but fuck me if it
you
just keeps dropping.
Tie that down? I think it should be okay. I taped that side.
Wait. The banner? No.
Whatever you need. Love it!
Wow. I tripped over the cord.
Love it! Love it!
Backwards. I know.
What's your phone?
Woo! Yeah.
Babe. We got duct tape if you need taping and go.
I thought Graveyard was headlining.
Right. Why is it all blurry?
Oh,
people walking around and tries to focus on everybody.
Choose from you.
Yeah! So.
Sitting next to you for the time being.
What's going on? So I got some F my life.
Can I read
a couple
my
of
life,
these?
Please?
Oh, they're going to start again.
Oh. Braden's over there.
Today, while installing a deadbolt on my closet, I did it wrong. It closed, but wouldn't lock, so I had to reinstall it. Sitting on the floor of my closet, I shut it to make sure it was installed correctly. I locked myself in for 20 minutes, home alone, before kicking the door down. F-M-L.
Aw, that sucks. Are we just going to do, like, one fuck my life, like, in between songs?
I'm going to sneak them in whenever I can.
That works. I can't believe there's people actually waiting for us in the room.
She said she had to go to my brother's game. She spent the next hour on the computer.
I passed out from a clogged throat. I woke up in the hospital with my mom yelling at me for being dramatic.
Hey.
I was diagnosed with lymphoma.
That's so awesome.
Check out that bike.
Time to do
That's a sweet bike.
What, where?
Right there.
Oh, shit.
Thank you. Thank you.
That made me feel very special and warm.
They're very warm, though. $5. Like it for all the fucking places in New York. $5 a beer.
$5 a beer. $5. $5. They say the stream is all effed. I don't know what that is, so sorry, guys. The recording is fine. I just hope we don't run out of space. 72 gigs. Let me tell you the story about when I used to be in high school. I was a little fat kid, and everyone picked on me. And they picked and they picked and they picked like I was a nose, but I didn't know. And they all thought I knew, but I didn't know.
Half
26 says, ooh, this band utilizes the grunge sound.
You can hear a fine, right?
Huh?
I guess you can hear a fine.
Nah, the stream has some weird hum with it, but I don't know what it is. We're plugged into two separate breakers. You know what I bet it is? Okay, is it humming now?
These are great, by the way.
Okay, he says it's fixed.
Oh, cool.
Sweet.
Reload.
Yeah.
It's because I plugged in this laptop and the mixer were on the same thing. So it's good now. 26 says, yeah, this band sounds basically exactly like the Melvins.
Oh, man. Love the Melvins. We got some good Fuck My Life today.
Because that shit'll stick to us. I mean, they're fine like that.
I was just trying to advertise
it. Yeah. If
so
we
then.
Put some tacks that we could stick in there.
Well, I mean, if you want to tape it, that's fine.
We can tape one of them or something. Just hang it off.
So this is Virus Invaders 3. They probably have a MySpace somewhere, but I don't have any of that information, so fuck me.
I was just sitting next to Matt because you were over there.
Yeah, I was talking about that.
Yeah. Who was that?
FDM. He used to play bass for my band.
What?
Still picks
it
up.
Doesn't
26 says, oh yeah, Danny, I slow danced with a girl last night at a metal show that had done 7 lines of coke earlier that night, and she was mad hot. I'm so proud of myself.
That was the 7 lines of coke
and then
that
I
was telling
home
you
and
she was hot.
My wrist.
I think that was the 7 lines that made her hot.
Well, sweet.
I
good
think
for
it
you.
Was the coke that made her
yeah,
hot.
Yeah,
that's
it
awesome.
It was the coke.
At least he's getting some kind of fun.
Well, I don't know about that, but maybe in between the intermissions. Or no, we could record it straight and then cut it up later.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't crash.
Right.
Right.
You know, at least it's on the laptop. We don't have to worry about losing power.
That's true. I went to school with these guys over here, Buck and Doug, and I don't know who's the drummer. Lee Okel, I don't know that dude. But me and Buck used to run around like the east side of Kalispell, and just it was crazy. Just
yeah.
The dumbest.
Just destroying just
like,
shit.
Yeah. Like there's something, let's break it.
Yeah. Hey, see that mailbox? I got a bat.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like rolling around the back alleys of Kalispell with big red wiffle ball bats.
That's how much we have to do around here.
Absolutely nothing. So we break shit. Yes.
That is a good
That's
idea.
That's a very good idea. Yeah, Ryan. Yeah. Someone needs to buy our shirts. Huh? 15.
MDS says put that red, the little girl in the back on the mic and ask her how she likes metal. That's Bjorn's daughter. That's the kid I work with. That's his daughter.
Does it look good? Boom! I want a free ride.
I don't think you can hear you.
Oh god. Oh my god, why are we not videotaping this? Victory lap! That was the best victory lap ever.
I'm glad that's on the camera.
What?
I'm glad that's on camera.
That was on that one and the other one.
Before goth was emo.
Yeah, Buck!
What?
So these guys are going to play a couple more songs, and then we have Twitch coming on at 10 a.m.
Also another punk band.
Who are they? I do not know them.
It's punk. They played last year here, actually.
I was here last year for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it was
raining.
And
then
I
left.
To the VFW and saw...
Dear God, if it rains, we are so effed.
Wait, James.
LaRue? He went to the Navy a long time ago, and he comes back every now and then.
He's still
like,
in the Navy.
I was standing here... I was standing, like, right by this tree, and Papa Pill, like, came over and was handing out CDs.
Oh, yeah, I was there.
And, like, I look over, and Jay is standing right there.
Yeah, I remember that.
I hadn't seen him for, like, 5 years, and I was like, what?
Who the fuck are you?
What the fuck are you doing here?
Ryan has duct tape.
I think Ryan has it.
Yeah.
The skinny one.
Right. I don't know where he is.
Yeah, where's our donation?
Frankie Zeno says, wait a minute, did Nirvana get back together? Oh, that's awesome. And as soon as they're done and there's some quiet, we're going to judge the fuck out of them like American Idol style.
Take them apart.
And we'll pick a winner at the very end.
That was completely awful.
Can you guys hear me talking over the music?
Some dark clouds, I'm like, we might want to pack up.
Loud and clear, podcast partner.
What?
Do we have any more jam hole shirts that I've seen there?
Yeah, in the bag.
I want to wear one.
Hey, that's the guitarist for Vagina Spiders over there.
Yeah.
He's hot.
Yeah!
He got a haircut.
Hmm?
He got a haircut. He looks good. What are you doing?
I want to. Oi, 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 oi.
You're gonna what? You're gonna wear one?
26 says, all right, fuck this band. Or it says censored, so I'm gonna have to say he probably said the word fuck.
Oh, you wear a medium? Don't you wear a medium?
At least Ustream is actually working, though. Live video would be worse than this. Plus, we're streaming through a fucking cell phone wireless card, dude. We've waited for the bot and it never fucking shows up, so fuck us. Vagina! Twat! Vagina! Twat, 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 twat! I'm just gonna sit here and write my own lyrics to these songs. Is that okay with you guys?
They might even be better than what they're actually saying.
I would love to go back to live video, but Ustream is better quality, and I can record the whole show, and it's not laggy. Except right now, because we're using a cell phone card, so fuck us. But there's no internet here. We brought our own internet, and Ustream is reliable, so far. LV was reliable too, the first, like, fucking 10 shows that we did it on. All right. Well, that was the first band, Virus Invaders 3.
And welcome to
Ozapalooza! Welcome to Ozapalooza!
I think they're awake. I think we're still in the process.
What?
But I think we did a really good job.
My microphone's bigger than yours.
Thank you, Jim. By the way, this entire Ozapalooza event from 9 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock at night is being broadcast over the entire world at thejamhole.com.
I'm actually leaving in like an hour, so. Totally kidding. Totally kidding.
Next, we have Twitch.
Twitched?
And I'll take a minute to tell those people that are here why we're here. So, like, 2 years ago, my grandmother got Alzheimer's, and I made her move.
2 years ago, my grandmother got Alzheimer's.
I worked with my grandma, but the guy next to her says...
And I'm not even going
to
try.
I talked to my mom in 3 years, and today we had a conversation. So, what happens is a lot of people, they go to talk to their family members that have Alzheimer's, and they have false expectations. They're like... You're gonna know who I am.
This is just Ryan talking about Alzheimer's and shit, so he's got to do that, I guess. Blah, 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 blah. I'm an asshole.
Matt, you are an asshole.
I got Alzheimer's, so it's okay.
We know.
I'm taking half the donations. Pot. Probably pot. Death.
Yeah, the best cure for Alzheimer's, dying.
Thank you, Braden.
So that's why we're out here playing music. It's all about arts, role, and therapy. And all my friends.
Right, because punk and death metal...
Cheer up just, those old fuckers
yeah,
every day.
Old
wait,
people.
You said we were getting paid. Wait a minute.
Whoa,
wait
whoa,
a minute.
Whoa. Where's our cut? Whoa.
I want this up front.
Whoa.
I haven't been paid in a while. I could use some money.
Oh, fuck.
We should tell him.
It's because it sucks.
We should tell Ryan to tell everybody they can buy our shirts for $15 a piece.
Yeah. Actually, you have to buy one.
Yes. Yes.
Like on Main Street, you used to make sandwiches. sandwiches. Anybody
we should
that
though.
Guy?
That way he'll say,
too bad all we have is larges and extra larges.
He has a sushi bar up in Big Fork now, and he donated 3 dinners. The guy's amazing. It's
blah, 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 blah.
Stop
blah.
That.
And full hour tattoo, piercing, and jewelry.
I've only got like 3.
Can you guys hear anything he's saying? Frankie Cito says, how many old people are there, or do they not
none.
Appreciate
no,
the devil's
none.
Music?
There is
There's
not
no
a single old,
old
person here.
So, I don't know, locally here, while we have a minute here, I saw the other day quite a few people that are on the streets with signs that say they need work. Uh-huh. Like, they're not just, like, homeless, need help.
Right.
They're like, I need work.
I saw one that was like, I drove here. And I ran out of gas, and I need money for gas to get home.
Oh,
like
my
you
God.
Should, you know that little gauge in the car right, that right. says F and E? Yeah, that's yeah. called your gas gauge.
You're right.
You
well, check. When it gets to E, you need to put more gas.
Right. But so what I was thinking is that these people, they've got it all figured out. Instead of going out and filling out job applications,
they
they're just
hold up that sign.
There.
They just get a cardboard sign with Sharpie on it
right.
saying, I need
like,
a job.
They let the job, the employer, them. And
right,
they're
that's
like,
what
need
to do.
I need
permanent
I need work.
Okay.
And you don't have to fill out. Like, worried. Someone will just come and be like, hey, I see you have a sign there that says you need a job.
I have work.
I have a place. I have somebody that has a job that they need done. And
right.
it's amazing. So,
hey,
well,
have you checked the
that.
Wanted ads on Craigslist lately? It's all jobs.
Wait, not those
I
kinds
want,
of jobs, bud.
No, I, no not even
not
that.
Not the kind you blow on. Okay.
No, it's the people need an actual job more than those these
about?
Days. No, it's gotten that bad to where Craigslist isn't used for sex. It's used to get a job.
That sucks.
Yeah, we're That's to sad. That point now.
And we got Jam Hole shirts and stickers.
How much do you want to charge for stickers?
None.
Nothing.
You can get, have them
so,
for
hey,
free if you buy a shirt.
Have... I'm going to do some F my L.
Do some F my
L.
There's some
yes.
funny ones in there.
Yeah.
I already read them all.
Today,
yeah, too.
While driving cross country, my car broke down while in the middle of nowhere. I had it towed to a mechanic in the nearest town. While he fixed the car, I went to get lunch. You know, I
some
got
lunch,
some time to
some
kill.
Lunches.
I'm hungry.
It reminds me of that one movie where he gets a flat tire and the guys like totally rip apart his car and then
yeah.
he gets raped
what
or something.
What movie is that? I forget.
Wrong Turn?
Yeah,
maybe?
Wrong Turn. That's
is what, that
it,
what
was.
It was.
Yeah, that's totally it.
While he fixed the car, I went to get lunch. The only restaurant in town was an old-fashioned drive-up diner. They wouldn't serve me because I wasn't in a car.
Oh, fuck my life.
It's broken.
Yeah,
today,
it's just
I asked
road.
My mom to check my tonsils because they were swollen. She said she had to go to my brother's game. She spent the next hour on the computer, that lying bitch.
Twat.
I passed out from a clogged throat. I woke up in the hospital with my mom yelling at me for being dramatic. I was diagnosed with lymphoma.
Wow. That is so
wow,
messed
mom,
up.
Bitch,
thanks,
much?
Mom.
Yeah. I hopped on WebMD and it said you were just being dramatic.
Yeah.
I don't see the problem.
I don't understand.
Here. That was so messed
when
up.
When has
so
WebMD ever given you a good diagnosis
well,
of
right.
what you actually
like
have?
Like Keith Malley says, you go there with like a sore throat and
then,
after you're done,
right,
you're
all
pregnant
of a sudden you
with
have
AIDS.
Yeah. It always happens.
Today I went to a Chinese restaurant with my Asian girlfriend. Uh-oh.
Oh no.
When she
She's
went,
gonna be pissed when you find out you didn't know she was Japanese.
Right. When she went into what? The bathroom, I practiced saying, "Can we have sex?" in Chinese, which is where she is from. She's from Chinese.
Oh, she's
yeah, you know this
yeah,
or not.
That's good.
My Asian girlfriend is from Chinese.
Right. Okay. It's Chinese
it.
Is not even spelled right.
Right. It's not at all. After saying it a few times out loud, a waiter walked by and stared at me. When he gave me the check, he included his phone number.
Nice.
He's like, yes, you actually,
I would love to
have sex
that's
with
amazing,
you.
Amazing pronunciation.
You
that's,
are
that's
very
exactly
good with your
how
Chinese.
You say it.
Whoa. I am from Chinese also.
Okay, even though we're outside, you guys still can't talk at the same time.
It's weird, though, because I can't see her talking
know,
right now.
Yeah.
So
I'm
when
just
I talk,
gonna zone you guys out.
Well, then we're all going to talk over each other.
I know. I'm trying not to, but it's really hard.
Today I decided to give my virginity to my boyfriend of 4 months because I told him I loved him. 2 minutes later, after he'd pulled out, he grabs his cell and mass text, "I finally got laid." Fuck
nice.
My life.
Wow. That's all you're good awesome. For.
He had like the group ready in his phone. Yep. Like he had the message ready.
Oh, it was he already had all of his forwards in there. He just had to say it.
The alert group. Right. Like, right. This group right here. You're getting this.
This is freaking me out with all these bugs crawling.
I know,
around,
and there's
I mean,
like shit. I know. Shit falling from the
I'm
trees.
I'm just waiting for the moment when I'm saying something, and then there's a bug, and I freak out and
I'm
run
just
the fuck away
for it to rain, and all of us get the holy shit shocked out of us.
Oh my god.
Oh wait, are you taking? You can't take a phone call during the show.
I thought it was a text message.
Just because we're outside doesn't mean you go take
a
dump on the tree.
So I opened my phone. I'm sorry.
God. Jesus.
What a bitch over here.
Try to do something professional, you know? Fucking women. Brayden, slap her in the face. All right,
I'll do that later.
Today, I asked my best friend. Who was that?
That honey? Him.
Oh, you can't call while we're doing a show. Today, look, Danny's mom's here.
Yeah, thanks.
And her flamboyantly fresh brother. What's up?
Please don't all draw right. attention to my family. Ever.
Come say hi, Danny's mom.
Come on, Mom.
Come say something totally crazy.
Wait. Hi, I have no clue what to say, but hi, y'all.
What do you think that, can we ask her about what my theory was the other day of why you ended up staying?
In Montana?
No, with, oh. no, at my,
yeah, with Matt.
She's like, no, cut it out. This is the half that's totally nuts.
Thank you.
I know. See, she said she would much rather stay with me and put up with me than to go all the way back to your place and live and put up with all you guys.
You guys, I did not say that at all.
Brayden,
that's kind of what it was.
That's kind of what it was.
Well,
yeah, you can say you fuck, shit, mic, piss,
mom.
Cunt, twat. I don't care.
You gotta get
the
mic.
I will make the comment, Dana's mom, because as far as what Matt's saying, because our road totally sucks until we get some equipment.
Right, it's easier to just put out than do that.
Oh, shit.
Just fuck them
a
normal person.
You were talking about that? Oh.
Yeah, we were talking about something else.
Today, I asked my best friend why she didn't ask our other best friend, Anna, to be a bridesmaid in her wedding. She said, oh, she's too pretty. I need ugly bridesmaids to make me look better. I am the maid of honor. Fuck my life.
So she's totally butt
she's
the
like,
fuck
oh.
ugly.
I have to find my ugliest friend, and you're my maid of honor.
Yes, you are my ugliest friend, so
that's
you will
so
be staying
awesome.
Next to me to make me look that much
you
better.
You thought it was such an honor that you're like, oh, you picked me? I thought they were your best friend. Well, they are, but you're ugly. So.
Sick. Why is your maid of honor the fattest one?
Today I went to the casino. I used my last $5 on a slot machine. Is this one yours?
No.
Are you sure?
I don't play slots and I haven't gambled in a while.
Is it? Did you write this?
No. Is that yours?
Were you a bridesmaid recently? Or
are
married?
You an ugly bridesmaid?
I was a bridesmaid once. I was maid of honor.
I'm made of skin and flesh and bones. When the machine started lighting up, saying I just won $20,000, I excitedly began jumping and screaming. As people crowded around me, the casino lady explained it was actually 20,000 credits, not dollars. I had only won $20. Fuck my life.
Oh, that sucks.
That's what you get for playing nickel slots, you cheap fuck.
So this is Brayden. Hi, nice to meet you.
This is Brayden. This is Danny. I'm Matt. This is all of our awesome equipment.
We've established this, I think, over the last 23
26
years.
Says, psh, just Twitter message her flamboyantly fresh brother. He has lots of stories. Have you been talking to 26?
Is that on the net?
No, not yet.
I don't want to be on there.
Yeah, this is on there. This is online. This is recording. That's just hanging out.
That's a camera.
Yeah, that's a camera. All
right, we'll do a couple more here, and then the next band, Twitch, will be playing pretty soon.
Any moment.
Minutes.
Who are you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm Bjorn. I'm one of Matt's.
He's my boss. That's my boss.
He's my boss.
I'm mom.
Today I was kicked out of my parents' house. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh. I was sleeping in my truck bed because I had nowhere to go. I awoke to a beep, beep, beep noise. I was being towed while sleeping in the truck
that
bed.
That sucks.
Ah, fuck my life. I couldn't even... That's
he didn't
so
even
awesome.
Wake you up. He just saw you and he's like, oh, whatever.
Yeah,
he's like,
fuck hey, it.
He probably just thought you were just another bum.
And then when your car gets impounded, you have to pay to get your car out and yourself.
And yourself.
Because you were also impounded.
That sucks so bad. Today, my girlfriend of 2 years and I decided to have sex for the first time. Full sex. When we were in the room, finally ready to start, she confessed that she had never seen a penis before.
Yeah, I love this.
Really?
Never.
A penis!
To make her more comfortable, I showed her mine. At the sight of it, well, she actually fainted. Fuck my Jesus. That just makes it easier, though, if it's her first time. You want a little anesthesia, right?
Yeah,
you don't want
true.
Him to be fully awake.
Here, no. We'll go ahead and knock you out with this.
That's how to do it. Get in and get out, and then leave right. with a note on the door that says thanks.
Hey, we have the lead singer of the Vagina Spiders.
Oh, what's up? Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, a flag works better.
Flag? Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Fuck
oh,
yeah.
Cool.
How'd you make it home? We saw you actually being carried out of the last party. We were. Holy shit.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. That's so great.
You're asleep awesome. On the tables and everything, and they're just like,
yeah,
trying
we kept
to find
walking by. You're like,
up.
Oh, there's the dude from the Vagina Spiders. He's like passed out.
$15.
You can have one for 10, though.
Yeah.
Because you gave us a CD.
Yeah.
Today, okay, last one, and then I think this band's about ready to start. Today, I worked up the courage to comment on my crush's picture. I got a picture of Orange Crush.
Right. On my MySpace.
I wrote a cool picture on his Facebook profile picture. Please,
Facebook.
With myself. I later logged on to see if he had replied. He had. Well, at least he took the time to reply. Who the fuck are you?
Fuck my life.
All right, and now we have for your listening pleasure
listening
a band
pleasures.
Called Twitched.
Twitched.
Right.
Twitch it is.
Oh, wow, that was that on was the on. Whole time.
That's okay because there wasn't much noise anyway.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Douglas?
Sweet.
I feel like there's bugs crawling all over me.
I know, I got vagina spiders.
And 26 says, oh my god, I found an MP3 of Public Enemy doing the song House of the Rising Sun. Twitch!
It's behind that.
Huh? Yeah.
It does that.
We're probably gonna need to stop this at an hour and save it and restart it or something.
Just literally broke my skull crushers. Those are $100. Yeah, I like them more than the Hess. Their earbuds are pretty good too. The Full Metal Jackets, those are really good. They have different sizes for them and everything.
Six says this band sounds like a ripoff of Leftover Crack. Dude, everything sounds like everything except when I rap. That's the only original thing ever.
That's it.
nuts.
My son, Maddox, yeah. He rock.
No, Maddox!
What are you doing, Frankie? Oh, he left. Well, fuck it. You guys are listening to Twitched, another local band. Yeah! Kalispell, Montana, broadcasting live. Hey, where's B98, you fucking punk bitches?
That's right.
You pussy bitches.
Bitches.
Bitches. I can talk about whatever I want, especially your childhood with your mom.
Dig up the dirt and get all those embarrassing stories.
There's only a couple more left. We did most of them. I need to save this here in a minute. All the people I went to school with all have kids here. It's so amazing. I am so lucky. I made it through high school with no children. Go me. High five me.
What? I
I said I'm so lucky I made it through high school without having any kids.
Yeah.
And I don't even have a sis, so there.
You're actually lucky just to make it through high school.
I know, right? Half of them here didn't even do that.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.